Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Marcy.
So you're a longtime editor of Powder Magazine. Were the stories you wrote for the magazine over the years sort of the source of your inspiration for the book?
I didn't write that much about climate change specifically. As the years kind of wore on, I started pitching and writing more stories about the environment. But to be honest, I really was pretty unaware of how quickly snow and ice were melting on the planet. And this is the first real foray into that that I've done.
And you raised money to write this book through Kickstarter, which is pretty unorthodox. Why did you choose that method?
It was actually two skiers in Jackson Hole that called me about a year and a half ago and said, hey, we want you to write a book about climate change and skiing. And the information that I found about the cryosphere and about rising temperatures and how it's affecting mountain communities and the water cycle and whatnot just blew me away. And I called him back and I said, you know, let's do this.
So it sounds like you first looked at the science with climate change and snow.
I started off just kind of looking at the labs around the world and the scientific organizations that were talking specifically about the shrinking cryosphere. The cryosphere is the world of snow and ice. And that was the first salvo of research. And then after that, I just hit the road and started talking to people in the mountains about what was going on.
And before we talk about that, you also examined 8,000 years of skiing. It's kind of cool that the sport is that old. What did you discover in, you know, researching the history of the sport?
Skis were mostly used for gathering and for hunting in the winter. And in the Middle Ages, there are texts that are written about how incredible it is to see a skier who can run as fast as an elk or as fast as a caribou. And it was said in those terms because literally the hunters were skiing down a slope into with or near a herd of game and spearing them, and that's how they hunted.
That kind of history probably isn't very well known by today's skiers.
I really don't think so, especially the young kids in the pipe in the park. Nothing against them, but the history there goes back. It's pretty short.
So on the issue of climate change, you know, did you find that some ski areas are being affected by climate change? You know, what does that look like?
We're looking at some pretty surprising statistics. Like half of the resorts in the northeastern part of the country of the U.S. Not being snow reliable, and then possibly in the next 30 years. Another study that looked at European resorts in the Alps are warming far faster than the global average for several reasons. Potentially 2/3 of the ski resorts in Europe could no longer be snow reliable in 50 to 70 years. And no longer snow reliable means they don't have snow for Christmas and they don't have a season long enough to make a viable business out of it. And therefore, they very likely go out of business and close.
What was the most shocking thing that you saw or heard about in your research about how climate change is affecting ski areas?
When I was in Montana, I talked to a guy that had been an avalanche forecaster there for almost 30 years. He was explaining to me how the entire snowpack of the Northern Rockies is shifting into a snowpack that's much more like Colorado and even Southern Colorado, and how the avalanche scenario there was slowly changing and was going to change more and was going to be more dangerous for backcountry skiers. And that was just amazing. It's a huge swath of territory.
Porter, thank you.
Thanks so much, Marcy.